Ollie's Drive-In Movies on The Spin Home.
Yes, indeed, it is time to park appropriately, reach for the popcorn, obey the ushers at all times, and sit back and enjoy our movie, which incidentally will be Doctor Strange. Is there a doctor in the house? Well, I don't know about a doctor in the house, but our movie reviewer Tony Ryan is here, which is the main thing. Good to see you, Tony.
Good to see you, Ollie.
How are we doing at all?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Doctor Strange, multi-universe and all that goes with it. Benedict Cumberbatch, he's back.
He is indeed. He's back, and some might say better than ever, certainly in the role that he plays. So, but it's a great supporting cast this time around we have as well. So,
who's in it?
Okay, in the movie, we have Elizabeth Olsen playing Wanda. Okay. Well. We also have Rachel McAdams playing the love interest of Doctor Strange. And we also have a newcomer to the scene as well, a character called America Chavez, played by Xochitl Gomez.
Xochitl Gomez. Mm. Try saying that fast. Seashells by the seashore and all of that. What's the main plot of this now? This is number two, isn't it?
This is number two with Doctor Strange. We've seen him in many movies so far. He even played a part in the most recent Spider-Man, but this time he's the head honcho in what we're dealing with here. The basic premise of the movie is we are introduced to America Chavez. She is able to jump between the different universes.
Very
ends
handy.
Up in our Doctor Strange's universe because somebody is trying to track her down to take her power so they can control the multiverse. That's basically everything in a nutshell right there. Doctor Strange has to do everything he can to try and protect the girl and save our universe.
Does it all tie together as a coherent story, or is it multi-confusing in the multi-universe kind of existence that they live in?
It might make you question our existence a little bit, but they do tie everything well together. You know, they don't go too zany in the realm of the different universe and things, although there are some pretty interesting things in there and pretty weird scenarios taking place in the movie.
I was surprised to see that Downton Abbey was a bigger take for the opening week than Doctor Strange. Were you surprised at that?
I was indeed. I think give it time, though. Give it time and Doctor Strange will reap the rewards, as any Marvel movie does.
So who's the standout character in all of this? Obviously, aside from Doctor Strange.
I'm going to say the person who steals the show in this movie is Elizabeth Olsen, who plays Wanda. She's always been fantastic in the role, but you definitely see her acting chops coming to the forefront in this one. She steals every scene she's in, even just down to her little facial expressions. Hmm. She can just steal a scene just by that, even without any dialogue.
The way she might look at you. Well, let's have a little listen to the trailer here.
Every night, I dream the same dream. And then, the nightmare begins. I did what I had to do. Protect our world.
You cannot control everything, Strange. You opened the doorway between universes, and we don't know who or what will walk through it.
Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right.
Poor old Doctor Strange, not getting a wink of sleep by the sounds of things.
No, he's definitely, you can tell he's very tired, bags under the eyes throughout this movie. He definitely doesn't get a chance to put the head down for a while.
Does it keep your attention throughout?
It does, it does. It's a very entertaining movie. I wouldn't say it's on the side of being one of the best Marvel movies, as we're now entering Phase 4 in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're pretty much back into a foundation kind of building blocks with the movies again, building up to another big bad at some point down the line. But I still think that this is worth people's time to get out there, grab your popcorn, get your drink, and just enjoy the 2 hours of Doctor Strange.
Is it a kids' movie, Tony?
For this one, I would say it is really not. This one has got itself a PG-13 rating, and it definitely deserves. We have Sam Raimi at the helm, who is most well known for doing Evil Dead movies back in the day, and we do have a cameo from Bruce Campbell in this film as well. So with this, there's a lot of horror elements throughout the movie as well, some which can get quite intense with some scenes of violence. So just be careful if you're bringing the kiddos to this one.
Okay, but worth a watch. How many blahs would you give it out of five, say?
I'm going to give this one out of five. I'll give it 3 blahs out of 5.
Okay.
What are you knocking it on?
What are you keeping the other two blies on the shelf for?
Well, you know, I kind of wanted to save some for later on in case I get a bit peckish myself. But at the same time, I still think they could have delved a bit more into the wackiness and the zaniness of the multiverse itself. That's something that may come down the line. And I did think that some of the dialogue in there was a little bit cheesy, some of the writing and things as well. But overall, it's still an enjoyable experience. And if you're a Marvel fan, get out there and see it.
Okay, well, getting a thumbs up from yourself. Three blahs on. Tony, thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Ollie.